It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday morning. We're joined right now by Eric from our sister station, 94.3 The Wolf, across the hallway there. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Now, Tricia has no idea why you're here.
I have no clue what's going on.
What are you doing
here?
Well, because I wanted to talk about a song that involves, you know, a song that you play. We don't play it over at our station, so I needed your all's help because it's not even really an issue of misheard lyrics so much as it is just inflection. I don't know, but it involves a song my wife was singing in the car on a road trip yesterday.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, you get those earworms.
Yeah.
Or those songs that you like, you're going to sing it and you're going to belt it. I mean, you're going to own it.
Yeah.
You're not just like, I mean, you're like, yeah. I think this was a yeah moment.
Yeah, well, so this is the song Chandelier
by
Sia, right? And so we're cruising down the road, coming back from the mountains, and my wife just belts at the top of her lung the hook of that song. And when she says chandelier, she says, I want to swing from the chandelier. And I'm like, did you just say the chandelier? And she's like, guess what she says.
Tricia, what do you think that she says when she belts that part out?
Chandelier?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, she has her own, like...
Well, yeah, yeah.
Now, I think she's just going, the chandelier, you know, like an H, not a... Like
I wouldn't have thought she was changing the spelling of it.
Chandelier? No, it's not. So, let's get into the hook and see what Sia has and see if Eric's wife is insane or, I mean, if Sia and Eric's wife... are on the same page.
That was definitely a chandelier.
Yeah, I can't hear anything else.
There's not lalier. I don't know where she heard that. The funny part is children jumped on his wife's team.
They agreed with her.
And wanted to, like, they're throwing down against dad.
No, I'm on your team with this one.
I'm like, I've never heard anything like that, and it doesn't even make sense.
Chandelier.
But the funny part is,
Eric is not even a pop music fan. I mean, you're a country guy.
Sure.
But he knows his music, that's a big enough song and was popular enough that you knew it and knew that she was wrong.
Yeah, but she's never wrong. I mean, let's
just hear it again. Let's hear it again. It's no chandelier. No.
Laugh at the thought of the chandelier.
And she's just singing at the top of her lungs. And here's the thing. Like, I'm not saying that we go back and forth trying to prove each other wrong, but I did leave my show to come to another radio station just to prove her wrong.
He abandoned a show that his name is on. Eric and Jody show to come over here and talk about it. This is how much
publicly talk about how his wife was wrong.
He so wants to prove his wife wrong. He took over another person's radio show to talk smack about his wife.
But
we have to admire and respect the flex.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We agree with you.
I'm glad you all agree with me, but maybe somebody doesn't. If they don't, you let me know.
Well, I think it's funny that you're just going to keep going until you found somebody
to
agree with
you. Did
you
do this on your show, too?
No, I haven't. So just wanted to come over here and play that song.
Might throw the listeners off by playing the Sia song over there. Yeah.
Well, is there a country version of that?
I mean, not yet. I'm sure it's coming. But thank you all for allowing me to be here. I have to go back to my show.
Well, you have a good...
Shalalalo.
Whatever.
Y'all all have a good time.